Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We were just talking about all the things in the NFL. More on the Falcons coming up. 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. It is Dukes and Bell on a Monday, and we want to bring in our friend and longtime voice of our Atlanta Falcons, or excuse me, Atlanta Hawks, that is, Steve Holman. And Steve, you are starting your 41st season as the voice of the Hawks. Is that right? 41st?
Yeah, 41st season.
Wow.
Wait 1 second. Carl and Mike, hey, Chipper, hold on. I have to go on with Carl and Mike. Just, hold on.
Congratulations. That is an amazing accomplishment, an incredible milestone. Steve has called, by the way, 3,083 consecutive games. For those who have no idea, this streak is incredible. And, Steve, we're about to embark on another season. How excited – first of all, before we talk about the team, how excited are you with what the moves that were made this offseason with this Hawks team?
Well, I think it's been phenomenal, really. And, you know, hats off to Ansi for the job he did this summer and, you know, all the rest of the staff there that was involved in all those deals. And, you know, I was talking to him at Shootaround today, and it's exciting. And, you know, Quinn's excited, too, because, you know, he's going to see tonight for the first time – see how this all works. You know, he was talking about trying to find the right fits here and there, and you know, and somebody asked him how long is he going to play regulars tonight. He goes, well, I don't even know who the regulars are yet. You know, because you have to go through all of this, so it's going to be interesting. And it's a 4-game preseason, so you know, I think we're going to see a lot of different things that we normally wouldn't see in a preseason time.
Carl mentioned it, Steve, you've been doing this forever. And I know we feel for you sometimes, but this is one where I think this year you're going to have a lot of fun because, as Carl mentioned, it just seems like there's more talent going all the way back to that surprise run in 2021, which kind of started, you know, with a new coach at the time. What do you think, though, about Porzingis? How do you think they handle Porzingis? Because at this stage of his career, they seem like they got to manage his minutes.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see because right now he's excited to be here. I mean, he really is. He's looking forward to playing with Trey, and I don't think it's just lip service. I think he really is. He's been he's been out there with the guys and laughing and joking. And I think one of the big indicators was like last night we had team dinner here in Houston, and it's optional for players. They don't always have to go. They don't have to go to it if they don't want to, but everybody was there last night. So it was kind of exciting to see, and everybody's looking forward to this. And I mean, there's talent up and down on this team. I mean, it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be tough for Quinn to fit everybody in there to get their minutes during the season. So it's a nice problem to have, certainly. And, Trey, I talked to him for a minute today. He's as excited as ever, you know. He basically was saying he's like a kid in a candy store. You don't know who he's going to throw the ball to next. Who's going to score, you know? So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And, with Porzingis, too, I mean, we had Tree Rollins. We've had Moses Malone. You know, we've had a lot of great centers, Clint Capella even, you know. But Porzingis is just kind of head and shoulders over anything we've ever had as far as offensively and just, you know, he's 7'2". I mean, he's a huge guy. I mean, the thing is, I mean, you see him on TV or whatever, and even at the games in the stands, but when you stand next to him, I mean, he's a huge guy. So I'm excited about it. I'm always excited about it. So, I mean, I look forward to every season. And on the 22nd, it'll really be exciting. You know, that'll be our first night at home and our first game. And, I just think this is maybe our time.
I agree. Preseason Hawks basketball tonight. Hawks at Houston. Pre-game's at 7:30, tips at 8. And by the way, Kansas City at Jacksonville, we are your home for the NFL as well. It's going to be on WAOK with the pregame starting at 7 and the kick at 8:15. Steve, talk about the importance of Jalen Johnson. I don't think we have seen his full potential, but we heard that this offseason he was out in L.A., worked out with LeBron a couple of times, is doing all these different things, working out with different guys. And I've heard, I'm not seeing him, does he look bigger? Is he bigger?
Yeah, he looks bigger. I think he actually may have grown a little bit. I don't know. But he's stronger. I know that. He's bulked up, and he's done everything he can possibly do to stay as healthy as possible this season, you know. So it's a big key that he stays healthy for us. And we haven't really seen him emerge for a whole season yet. And I think if he ever does, and knock on wood, this will be the year, he could easily be 20 and 10, 20 and 12 before it's all said and done. And he also, if you remember before he got hurt, he was averaging 5, 6, 7 assists per game too, to go along with that. So right. he's going to be very important. Reza Shea, he looks unbelievable too. He's bulked up. I mean, I was talking to him and I said, geez, you look, all bulked up. You're like Popeye. He was like, yeah, Popeye. That's it. So he's got muscles, and I think everybody's just so excited about it, and they're looking forward to this all starting. And, they've practiced now for a week, and I think they're looking forward to getting out there against somebody else.
Steve, we talked a lot. You just mentioned Jalen Johnson. I bet the over-under on this team, and, eventually we'll be able to do this legally here in the state. I mean, 46.5 wins. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but with the Eastern Conference, kind of in a state of flux right now. Boston is not the same team. They've kind of disassembled, had injuries. Indianapolis has lost their best player. So Indiana, I should say. It just feels like if ever there's a year we're going to lock in a playoff spot, if we can stay healthy, this is the season.
Yeah, the goal always is to get in that top six now since they started the play-ins. And, I think the goal might be even higher than that for this team this year. I mean, the Knicks are going to be good. They were, had a great season last year, and I think they're confident coming in, certainly. Cleveland's going to be interesting to me because I don't know if they're going to have any kind of a hangover from, the great season that they had and then the way they got knocked out in the playoffs early. So it may be a little bit for them to come back from. So we'll be interested to see how they go. But I think certainly the Hawks should be in the top, 3, 4, 5, at least in that Eastern Conference.
All right, Steve, as we talk about Coach Quinn and this staff, I've been saying, this is arguably his best team that he'll have since he's been here. Mm-hmm. How much changes for him? Because he has more options now than he's ever had. Do you think we are a different looking team? I'm not just talking about the personnel on the floor. Do we play differently?
Yeah, I think they really want to push the ball. I mean, they want to run. That was really an emphasis, at practice this weekend, at shoot around today, especially, and the guys were having fun too, which is good. And Quinn was having fun, and he was, one of the things that he's said over the last couple of years is, we haven't been big enough, we haven't had the size to deal with some of these other teams, but now we're a pretty big team right now. And I think that, Ansi took that to heart, that was one of the wish list things that he wanted was more size. And we certainly have that now, starting with Porzingis. I mean, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see Porzingis and Onyeka play together. I don't know how much, but, over the course of the season, I think we may see them both on the floor, depending on matchups.
So our man Steve Holman, bang, the voice of your Atlanta Hawks, as we get ready for another campaign with Steve behind the mic right here on 92.9 The Game. The other thing about this team, which we like, and again, it's a maturation process for everybody. Guys 19, talking about Trey when he first got here. Just seems like Trey, especially we liked the way he handled the question about the contract. He kind of boom, brushed it off, talked more about how excited he was about this team. So it seems like he's in the perfect spot to be the leader, the way he's taken Reese Shea under his wing, and just looking forward to this season with a guy who's now probably ready to play the best basketball of his career.
Yeah, it's his eighth year, and I think he knows that it's time now, and he's been able to lead the league a couple of years in assists total, and I think now he's got the players around him that they're finally going to say, instead of the yeah, but, every time they talk about him leading the league with that, they always say, yeah, but the wins, and now I think the wins are going to be there to go along with it. So, and I've seen some of the projections in the Eastern Conference, too, this year, and I think they're kind of overlooking the Hawks a little bit, which I think is fine with them. And as far as that contract thing with Trey, I don't think that's that's not in their in his mind. I don't think it's in the management's mind right now. I think they kind of know that everything's going to work out. And especially if the season they have is what we think they're going to have, I don't think it's even going to be, you know, anything to even worry about at all.
I hope not. And I agree, Steve. Looking forward to an exciting season tonight. Again, Hawks preseason opener. It's on the road. Hawks at Houston. Steve Holman on the line with us. Steve, enjoy tonight. But as we get ready for the opening night again, it is October 22nd, correct? Home opener?
Yeah, home opener on the 22nd. Then we've got a rough week coming up right after that. You know, we have one more home game and then go out for a week. So, you know, the start's going to be kind of important, too, with all these, you know, trying to get everything together. And it may take 20, 25 games maybe to get things together as far as rotations and that kind of thing. So, you know, I don't want anybody to jump off buildings or anything else if they don't start off the way, you know, we're all hoping they do. So I think it's going to be fine. I'm looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be exciting.
46 and a half wins, Carl.
I'm going over, bro. I like this team. I do. Like, again, health is the concerning factor with every team, but if things go our way, man, I like this squad. Steve, thanks again. We'll look forward to talking with you throughout the course of the season, man. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's our man. Steve is such a sweetheart, man. Just a good dude. And again, as we said, you know, when you think about guys that, you know, being known for their gig, and, you know, let's be honest. I mean, I don't say it was Steve on the air, but he's had to do a lot of bad basketball.
No doubt.
You know, and now you feel like this is a year where they're going to, you know, reach, you know, the goal. And it's almost every conversation you and I have about the Hawks, it starts and ends with Jalen Johnson's health.
It does. Because he's that good.
Right.
Hey, coming up, guys, we'll find out about Day-Day. Where did he go? He had a heck of a road trip he's got to tell you about. We are going to get into the Mark Sanchez story, which is front and center for a lot of people around the NFL as into what happened. And I want to remind you, we've got your live college football coverage this Saturday, 8 a.m. We get things started with college football game time. And, yeah. It's brought to you by my friends at Window Nation. Window Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
.com and Alumni Hall Shop, UGA, Bama, Tennessee, all your favorite schools is where fans shop. By the way, it sets the stage for the big matchups this weekend, 11:30. We have Ohio State taking on Illinois. And then we've got other games all weekend long, guys. It's Saturday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.